Vindicate me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity. I have also trusted in the Lord. I shall not slip. Psalm 26, verse 1. One more time. Vindicate me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity. I have also trusted in the Lord. I shall not. Amen. Hallelujah. I shall not slip when I trust in the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, that's the word the Holy Spirit put into my heart. Because every week I pray and I ask the Lord, what is the word that you want to declare over your people? Because I know that very week, the people whom God brings through into this place will need that word. And every time He gives me a word, and I know it'll always be a word that will set the people free and release them to hope and to faith and encourage them to go on walking with Jesus. It's always too soon to quit. Amen. And that's why time and again God sends His word across our life to once again give us hope, once again to give us faith, and once again to cause us to look to the face of Jesus and walk on till He comes in glory. Amen. Now, I read the scripture from this, and it's Psalms 26, 1. I read it from this Bible, and I didn't understand anything. And I said, Lord, what is the message in this, Lord? And I looked into the Malayalam version, and the word that is used there is Yehovah Yenika Nyayam Palichu Taraname. യഹോവേ എനിക്ക് ന്യായം. ദാവീദിന്റെ സങ്കീർത്തനമാണ്. ദാവീദ് പറയുന്നു, ദൈവമേ എനിക്ക് ന്യായം തരണം. And God told me there are many here this day who are looking for a justice from God. You are not looking to flesh and blood, but you are looking to the Lord to give you justice. Amen. And God is true to His word, and indeed He will. Amen. എനിക്ക് ന്യായം തരണമേ ദൈവമേ, ന്യായം വിധിച്ചു തരണമേ. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. ന്യായമായിട്ട് നമുക്ക് വേണ്ടത് ദൈവത്തിൽ നിന്നും പ്രാപിക്കണം അല്ലേ. Amen. What we rightfully need to receive from God, we need to receive. And when you don't see that coming, hold on. Stay on in faith. The Lord told me there are many who genuinely fasted, prayed, sought the face of God, looking for a breakthrough. You found testimonies of people saying they were set free, they were blessed and anointed. But you look and say, Lord, my answer has not come. Was I foolish to fast for those 21 days? Why did I fast and pray for those days? I waited expectantly to you, Lord, to answer me and to cause your face to shine upon me. But I have not seen your justice in my life. I have prayed. I have prayed time and again. I have not forgotten my Bible. I have not forgotten my personal prayer. I have fasted. I have sowed my seed. I have done everything that is right according to your word. But Lord, where is the justice? And at those times, the enemy tries to accuse us. The enemy tries to discourage you. Begins to put fear into your mind and make fun of the faith that you have in Christ. But let me say this to you, my brother, my sister. This is the day which God is declaring His word over you. Your justice will come. എന്റെ ദൈവം നിനക്ക് ന്യായം വിധിച്ചു തരും. Amen. This is the Psalm of David. He's a man whom God called. When you look at his life, everything was injustice melted out to him. Seven brothers, including him, eight. The father and the mother loves all the other seven. But no justice for David. The rest of the sons are strong, healthy, kind of worldly, mature, army men, people of stature, position, power, money, everything, you name it, the brothers have it. What about poor David? David, he's looking after the sheep. We don't even want him in the house. Because when the prophet Samuel came, the rest of the brothers were all brought before the prophet. But David is not even mentioned as being in the house. But there is a God of justice. Hallelujah. If you are a man ever in your life who's whispered from your heart, Jesus, see me. Know my need. Nobody wants me. Nobody seems to care about what I go through. I am not the favorite of anyone. I don't have the education. I don't have the success according to the world. Lord, I don't think everything is going right for me. But Lord, you see me. My God sees you. Hallelujah. He is willing to send the prophet, and the prophet is willing to stand there waiting till you come. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. He didn't see any justice in his family. I do not know how many. Hallelujah. The other day somebody told me, because I stepped out for the Lord, and I stepped out and obeyed the Lord in the waters of baptism and obeyed the word of God and stepped out, my father told me, you won't have any inheritance. The rest of your brothers will have. That person said, I stood strong. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. My God will give you justice. He will give you much more than that which was taken away from you. Hallelujah. ഒരു സഹോദരൻ അതുകൊണ്ട് പറഞ്ഞു, കല്യാണം ആലോചിച്ചു, ഭാര്യ വീട്ടുകാർക്ക് എല്ലാം സന്തോഷമായിരുന്നു, പെണ്ണിന്റെ വീട്ടുകാർക്ക് സ്നാനപ്പെട്ടു, വചനം പറഞ്ഞു ആക്കുവാന്ന് അറിഞ്ഞപ്പോൾ ഉടനെ പറഞ്ഞു, വേണ്ട. ഹല്ലേലൂയാ. ആ നന്മയ്ക്കാ. എന്തോ ബന്ധനം ദൈവം മാറ്റി വിട്ടതാ. ഹല്ലേലൂയാ. ഗോഡ് ഈസ് ഗോയിങ് ടു ഗിവ് യു ദ റൈറ്റ് പേഴ്സൺ. ഹല്ലേലൂയാ. My God is a God of justice. Hallelujah. നിന്റെ കരച്ചിൽ വെറുതെയല്ല. നീ എന്നെങ്കിലും എന്റെ യേശുവിന്റെ ഇറങ്ങിയിട്ട് നീ എന്ന് കരഞ്ഞിട്ടുണ്ടെങ്കിൽ അവൻ അത് കണ്ടിട്ടുണ്ട്. അതിനൊരു മറുപടി ഉണ്ട്. നീ പ്രാർത്ഥിച്ചതൊന്നും വെറുതെയല്ല, അവൻ കേട്ടിട്ടുണ്ട്. അവൻ ഉത്തരം തിരിച്ച് തീർച്ചയായിട്ടും അവൻ തരും. He is a God of justice. അവനെ നോക്കി ആരും ലജ്ജിച്ചു പോയില്ല എന്ന് ദൈവത്തിന്റെ വചനം പറയുന്നു. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory unto the name of the Lord. എനിക്ക് ന്യായം വിധിച്ചു തരണമേ എന്റെ ദൈവമേ. Give me justice. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You know, my heart went out the other day. A girl is about to get married. Hallelujah. The night before the wedding, because she's taken Baptist and going to get by married biblically, her entire family stayed out. Hallelujah. The grandmother called and said, വീട്ടുകാരാരും തലേദിവസം വന്നില്ല, കല്യാണ വീട് പോലെ തോന്നുന്ന പോലുമില്ല. ഐ ക്രൈഡ് ദാറ്റ് ഡേ. ഐ സെഡ് മൈ ഗോഡ്. ഗോഡ് സെഡ് ഹി വുഡ് ബ്രിങ് ജസ്റ്റിസ്. ആൻഡ് വി ഹാഡ് ദ മോസ്റ്റ് വണ്ടർഫുൾ വെഡിങ് എവർ. ദ ലോർഡ്സ് പ്രസൻസ് ഷോഡ് അപ്പ്. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. യെസ്റ്റർഡേ വാസ് ദ മാരേജ്. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. ബ്ലെസ്ഡ് ബി ദ നെയിം ഓഫ് ദ ലോർഡ്. അവിടെ ബിഷപ്പ് ഇല്ലായിരിക്കാം, പോപ്പ് ഇല്ലായിരിക്കാം, പക്ഷെ അവിടെ ദൈവം ഉണ്ടായിരുന്നു, അത് മതിയായിരുന്നു. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. He is a God of justice. അവനെ നോക്കി ഒരുവൻ പോലും ലജ്ജിച്ചു പോയില്ല. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Open with me to Genesis chapter 21. You can read the verses from 22 to 34 later. Hallelujah. When David was out there in the field, the Lord called through the prophet David. And 1 Samuel 16 and verse 13 says, in the midst of his brothers, God anointed him. അതായത് നിനക്ക് നീ ന്യായം തരാതെ നിന്നെ എവിടെ അപമാനിക്കാൻ നോക്കിയോ അവരുടെ നടുവിൽ തന്നെ എന്റെ ദൈവം നിന്നെ അഭിഷേകം ചെയ്ത് മാനിക്കുമെന്ന്. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. നീ ഈ വഴിക്ക് പോയിട്ടുണ്ടെങ്കിൽ നിനക്ക് അളക്കാൻ കിട്ടിയെന്ന് സ്ഥലം പറഞ്ഞിട്ടുണ്ടെങ്കിൽ ഹാലേലൂയ അവരുടെ മധ്യേ തന്നെ ദൈവം തന്നെ കാണിക്കുമെന്ന്. ഹാലേലൂയ. As a matter of fact, I am believing in God for a graveyard that is a park. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. അത് കണ്ടിട്ടില്ല ഒരു വരും. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. My brother, my sister, God is a God of justice. ദൈവം മാനിച്ചത് അവരെ അപമാനിച്ചവരുടെ നടുവിൽ തന്നെ ദൈവം ദാവീദിനെ മാനിച്ചു. നീ എന്നെങ്കിലും ദൈവത്തിന്റെ കൃപയിൽ വന്നവനായിരിക്കാം, എന്നെങ്കിലും വിളി കേട്ട് ആഗ്രഹിച്ച് പ്രാർത്ഥിച്ചവനായിരിക്കാം. നീ ഓർത്ത് കാണും, ദൈവം എന്നെ മറന്നുപോയി, ആരും എന്നെ മാനിക്കുന്നില്ല, ദൈവദാസന്മാർ എന്റെ തല കൈവയ്ക്കുന്നില്ല, എന്നെ വിളിക്കുന്നില്ല. മൈ ബ്രദർ മൈ സിസ്റ്റർ, ലെറ്റ് മീ ടെൽ യു, ഗോഡ് സീസ് വാട്ട് യു ആർ ഗോയിങ് ത്രൂ. ഹി നോസ് എവറി വിസ്പർ ഓഫ് യുവർ ഹാർട്ട്. നിന്റെ ഹൃദയത്തിന്റെ ആ വേദന ഉണ്ടല്ലോ, ഹല്ലേലൂയ, ദാറ്റ് വെരി പെയിൻ, ആ ടെൻഷൻ, നിനക്ക് രാത്രി കിടക്കാൻ പറ്റുമ്പോ, കിടക്കാൻ നോക്കുമ്പോ നിനക്ക് പറ്റാത്ത അവസ്ഥ, ഹി സീസ് ഇറ്റ്. ആര് പറയാ നീ കരച്ചിൽ വന്നല്ലേ, ദ ലോർഡ് സീസ് ഇറ്റ്. നിനക്ക് ഇപ്പൊ നീ ചിന്തിച്ച ചിന്തയുണ്ടല്ലോ, എന്റെ ദൈവം കാണുന്നുണ്ട്. ഹല്ലേലൂയ, ബ്ലെസ്ഡ് ബി ദ നെയിം ഓഫ് ദ ലോർഡ്. ഹി ഈസ് എ ഗോഡ് ഓഫ് ജസ്റ്റിസ്. നീ അവനെ ട്രസ്റ്റ് ചെയ്തിട്ടുണ്ടെങ്കിൽ ഹി വിൽ നെവർ അലാവ് യു ടു സ്ലിപ്പ്. Hallelujah. He will never allow you to slip. Hallelujah. He will never allow you to slip. Hallelujah. That word actually slip means to wither away. Vaadi povan irappa thonu alle. Pastor appa uvasaka braja appa nalla oru unarvakki irunnu ippa endanonu vaadi povan thonu endano oru. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Enda devathinte vachanam parayunu nee vaadiyalennu. Vaadana pole thonuvullu. അപ്പൊ ദൈവം കാറ്റയക്കും, ദി ഹോളി സ്പിരിറ്റ് ഓഫ് ഗോഡ്. വി ആർ ദ പ്ലാന്റിംഗ് ഓഫ് ദ ലോർഡ്. ഹല്ലേലൂയ, ബ്ലെസ്ഡ് ബി ദ നെയിം ഓഫ് ദ ലോർഡ്. ദൈവത്തിന്റെ പരിശുദ്ധാത്മാവ് ഒന്ന് വീശാൻ തുടങ്ങുമ്പോ ഉണ്ടല്ലോ, പിന്നെ ഒന്ന് അനങ്ങി തുടങ്ങും. ഹല്ലേലൂയ, ഇത്ര നേരം അനങ്ങാതിരുന്നവരൊക്കെ ഒന്ന് അനങ്ങി തുടങ്ങും ദൈവത്തിന്റെ പരിശുദ്ധാത്മാവ് ഒന്ന് വീശാൻ തുടങ്ങുമ്പോ. ഹല്ലേലൂയ, ബ്ലെസ്ഡ് ബി ദ നെയിം ഓഫ് ദ ലോർഡ്. ആമേൻ. ഹല്ലേലൂയ, ഓ വി വർഷിപ്പ് യു ജീസസ്. ലെറ്റ്സ് ലുക്ക് ടു ജനസിസ് 21. And verses 8 onwards, pardon me, 8 to 19. Now we know this part, but I want to just look at this word. The 14th verse. So Abraham rose early in the morning and took bread and a skin of water, and putting it on his shoulder, he gave it and the boy to Hagar and sent her away. Then she departed and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba. And the water in the skin was used up, and she placed the boy under one of the shrubs. Then she went and sat down across from him at a distance of about a bow shot, for she said to herself, let me not see the death of the boy. So she sat opposite him and lifted her voice, and God heard the voice of the lad. Then the angel of God called to Hagar out of heaven and said to her, what ails you, Hagar? Fear not, for God has heard the voice of the lad where he is. Therefore arise, lift up the lad, hold him with your hand, for I will make him a great nation. And God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. Then she went and filled the skin with water and gave the lad a drink. So God was with the lad. Who was with the lad? And he grew and dwelt in the wilderness and became an archer. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We know God gave a promise to Abraham that God would bring about a son for him. Years passed without nothing happening. And so Abraham went and, according to what his wife said, slept with Hagar, the maidservant, and had a child that was Ishmael. You know that, don't you? Now one day Sarah comes to Abraham and says, Abraham, get rid of this woman Hagar and the son and the child. Get rid of them. She walks away. She's sent away with nothing else. What would have gone through Hagar's mind? Abraham is supposed to be a mighty man of faith. Vella neethimananna parayunne. Vella devathinte aala anna parayunne. Angane kanni choorillada enne irakki vittathu. Where will I go with this child? Where will I go with this child? നീ ദൈവത്തിന് വേണ്ടി നിന്നിട്ട് ആരെയും നിന്നെ ഇറക്കി വിട്ടിട്ടുണ്ടോ? Hallelujah. My brother, my sister, God is following you. Hallelujah. He will catch up with you. Hallelujah. He will see justice comes into your life. Amen. Abraham ഇല്ല നീതിമാനെന്നൊക്കെ എല്ലാവരും പറയുന്നത്.
എന്നാൽ ഈ സ്ത്രീയിലേയും കൊച്ചു ഞാൻ ഇറക്കി വിട്ടു.
God saw. Hallelujah. My brother, you might be in the wilderness. Are you with me? You might be in that dry place, thinking you are at the point of dying, never to go on for yet another day more. But hallelujah, my brother, God is a God of justice, and He's going to open your eyes to see. I love you to see there is a well that is right in front of you through which you will live.
ഏമേൻ. അതായത് ഇതുവരെ മറിഞ്ഞിരുന്ന ചില അനുഗ്രഹങ്ങൾ പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുന്നവർക്കായിട്ട് ദൈവം ഈ ആത്മാവ് തുറക്കാൻ പോവുകയാണ്. പരിശുദ്ധാത്മാവായ ദൈവം ഈ ആഴ്ച തന്നെ, ബിഫോർ നെക്സ്റ്റ് വീക്ക് യു വിൽ കം വിത്ത് ദ ടെസ്റ്റിമണി, സേ അടഞ്ഞു കിടന്ന ചില വാതിലുകൾ എന്റെ ദൈവം എനിക്കായി തുറന്നു, എന്റെ കണ്ണ് തുറന്നു, ഞാൻ അത് കണ്ടു എന്ന് നീ അടുത്ത ആഴ്ച ഇവിടെ വരുന്നതിന് മുമ്പേ ദൈവം എന്ന് പറയും.
ഹല്ലേലൂയാ, ബ്ലെസ്ഡ് ബി ദ നെയിം ഓഫ് ദ ലോർഡ്. ഹല്ലേലൂയാ. Hallelujah. He's a God of justice. Amen. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It's always too soon to quit. Are you with me? You need to hold on. Amen. You need to put your trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. Take the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Surely goodness and mercy. Surely goodness and mercy. All through the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord. Oh, well, if the psalmist had to say that, the psalmist had to go through the valley of the shadow of death. Psalm 23:1 parayna psalm, psalmist parayna rayo, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Enikku oru koravum kanilla. I'm on a spiritual high, fasting and prarthana idayke endu thirumanangalo irunnu. When you are in a revival, what all kind of commitments you make. Hallelujah. Psalm 23:1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. We all love to have that experience, won't we? That's the favorite scripture of many a person. But ആ ഷീപ്പ് തന്നെയാണ് അവിടെ നിറങ്ങുന്നത്. And getting into the place where he says, the Lord stilled my soul, or watered my soul. Oh, he has quietened me beside still waters. അപ്പൊ ആ ഷീപ്പ് ആ മലമുകളിൽ നിന്നിട്ട് എല്ലാം ബ്യൂട്ടിഫുൾ ആയിരുന്നു. അവിടെ നിന്ന് ഇറങ്ങിയപ്പം, ഇറങ്ങി തോട്ട് ഇങ്ങ് പോരുമ്പോ ആദ്യം എൻ ആത്മാവ് പഴുത്തു തുടങ്ങി, ചൂടായി തുടങ്ങി. Are you with me? That's why the Lord had to cool the soul. When your heart begins to become hot, you will have much anxiety, much tension, much fear. നാളെ ജീവിതം എന്താവും, എവിടെ ചെന്ന് തീരും, എന്റെ സാൽവേഷൻ തന്നെ ഷുവർ അല്ലല്ലോ, ഞാൻ എന്ത് ചെയ്യും, എന്റെ മക്കളുടെ കാര്യം എന്ത് ചെയ്യും, എന്റെ ബിസിനസ് എന്ത് ചെയ്യും. നിന്റെ ആത്മാവ് ചൂടാകുന്ന സമയങ്ങളോ അത് ഭയപ്പെടരുത്. Are you with me? He will still that soul in the cool waters. Hallelujah. Avada narangi nere valley of the shadow of death. Marichu pogum ellam theernu ennu varey vicharikkum. How many of you have gone through that? Ellam theernu ennu varey vicharikkum. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Ellam theernu, everything is finished. Valley of the shadow of death. Appa endha samishtu cheyyunnu ariyo, saarna ulla sheep endha cheyyunnu ariyo, avare tirichittu avare sirichu Psalm 23:1 ilekku pogum.
അവര് പറയും ഞങ്ങൾക്കൊന്നും പറ്റിയല്ല, ഈ അനുഭവം ഒന്നും പറ്റിയല്ല, തിരിച്ച് ആ മലമൗളി പോയി ഇരിക്കണം, അടുത്ത ഫാസ്റ്റിംഗ് ആണ്, അന്ന് വന്നാക്കാം.
Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But there is a maturing for every child of God, for every saint of God, there is a maturing which the shepherd takes you through. Amen. അപ്പ പാസ്റ്റർ കാണിയല്ല, അപ്പൊ ദേവസഭയിൽ ആരും കാണിയില്ല, എളുപ്പം കൂടെ ആരെയും വിളിച്ചാലും കിട്ടിയല്ല. Psalm 23:5 പറയുന്നത് എന്താ? Hallelujah. 4 എന്താ പറയുന്നത്? When I go to the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. അങ്ങ് മാത്രമേ ഉള്ളൂ എനിക്ക് എന്റെ യേശു. വേറെ ആരെയും കാണുന്നില്ല ചുറ്റിനും. But you are there for me. Are you with me? Oh, that is a beautiful time. Hear that? There is not a single person who's ever matured in the Lord without having gone through that valley of the shadow of death. That's the time when deep within, your confidence in everything else goes and you come to the point of just trusting the Lord. But what happens to most sheep is that at that point they say, let's get back to Psalm 23:1. And they come on church quoting Psalm 23:1 and say, Lord, I want goodness and mercy to follow me all through the days of my life. God says, I'll do that, but first go through this. And say to me that you still trust me. Are you with me? Hallelujah. Go through this and say to me, still you trust me. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Here is this child Ishmael. And I got in the wilderness going through that valley of the shadow of death. Out of Abraham's house where there was everything. Out of that security and that position and everything. And out there in the wilderness having nothing. No one to call on. And she cries and the Lord saw not only her tears, but even the tears of her son. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And the Lord opened her eyes. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord opened her eyes. Amen. It is amazing, isn't it? And she drank. And look at this word, please. The 20th verse. So God was with the land, and he grew and dwelt in the wilderness and became man. Amen. The very thing, he was supposed to die in that wilderness. The very things that he thought in his life would kill him, he is in charge over that. He is an archer. He is a conqueror over that. In the very wilderness that he thought he would die in, God has made more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. The very places in which you have been seeing defeat and failure, and the very places you think that you're going to die, is the very place my God is going to anoint you with fresh oil this morning and to make you more than a conqueror in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. ചിലവരൊക്കെ മൗണ്ട് സിയോൺ പോലെയാ. പാസ്റ്റർ എന്ത് പറഞ്ഞാലും ഞാൻ കുലുങ്ങിയല്ല. ഹല്ലേലൂയാ. ഒരു മണിയായി വിശന്നു തുടങ്ങി വീട്ടിൽ പോണം. ഹല്ലേലൂയാ. ബ്ലെസ്ഡ് ബി ദ നെയിം ഓഫ് ദ ലോർഡ്. ഡോണ്ട് യു നോ ദാറ്റ്സ് ആൻ എനിമീസ് ലൈ ഓവർ യുവർ മൈൻഡ്. ഹല്ലേലൂയാ. ഗ്ലോറി അൺടു ദ നെയിം ഓഫ് ജീസസ്. ബ്ലെസ്ഡ് ബി ദ നെയിം ഓഫ് ദ ലോർഡ്. ആമേൻ. ദൈവം ന്യായം വിധിച്ചു കൊടുത്തു. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of the Lord. Do you have a word for one more word? Hallelujah. Open with me to Joshua chapter 6. Oh, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Joshua 6. Edutho. Now read Joshua 5 and 13 to 15. Hallelujah. And it came to pass, when Joshua was by Jericho, that he lifted his eyes and looked, and behold, a man stood opposite him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, are you for us or for our adversaries? So he said, no, but as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshipped and said to him, what does my Lord say to us? Then the commander of the Lord's army said to Joshua, take your sandal off your foot, for the place where you stand is holy. And Joshua did so. Amen. Hallelujah. Here is he on the point of his breakthrough. Joshua had believed in God the first time itself when he had gone over Jordan, that God would give him the land. Adime vajanam ketappole vishwasichavana. But he couldn't walk into that blessing. Are you with me? And he had to go through in the wilderness. Now we won't go through why he had to, but we know he had to go through the wilderness for 38 more years. Amen. And after he had gone through the wilderness for 38 more years, finally he is getting a chance to lead. He's feeling that anointing upon him. He's sensing that glory upon him. He's seeing the word of God over his life saying, come on, take over, cross over. Oh, hallelujah. I do not know how many of you know when that anointing shows up in your life, you feel like a superman. Oh, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's what is happening to Joshua. The anointing of God shows up in his life and he wants to just cross over. He's just crossing over to take that which is rightfully his. But what happens? Jericho, the city of palms, with walls looming large, is obstructing him from receiving that which is rightfully his. Oh, hallelujah. So close, yet so far. Are you with me? Some people are having that kind of thought during the week. Vidathile kitti ennorthathu njan konda kalanjallo.
കമാൻ, നിങ്ങളുടെ ചിരി കേൾക്കുമ്പോ അറിയാതെ കൊണ്ടു. Hallelujah. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. But God is a God of justice. He saw that thought. Amen. And he will see justice in your life. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He is here at the point of Jericho by crossing over Jordan, about to get that which is rightfully his. And there is a wall that is closing upon him. And he does not know what to do. Feeling kind of dejected maybe. Walking about. He sees somebody stand there. He says, who are you? I am the commander of the Lord's army. Are you for us or are you against us? The commander says something amazing. I am for no one. I am on the Lord's side. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Commander of the army is also on the Lord, on your side. It doesn't apply. It applies to everybody who is willing to put their trust in Jesus Christ. Walk with Jesus. Amen. Whichever background you might be a Muslim, you might be a Hindu, you might be a Catholic, you might be a Protestant, you might be a Pentecostal. Whoever you are, the denomination is not important. What is important is to be walking in Jesus Christ. Amen. I am on the Lord's side. That's what the commander of the Lord's army said. Hallelujah. I am on the Lord's side. Amen. Hallelujah. And Joshua would have said, Lord, Lord, it's not just this. I wandered so many years. I believed the first time. Amen. And the vidudal vannu nordu. And anugraham vannu nordu. A financial breakthrough angu vannu nordu. A veedu angu panadu njan ordu. Oh, attathu vannappo. This is not fair, oh my God. Hallelujah. This is not fair. Hallelujah. Look at that word. Then Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshipped and said to him, what does my Lord say to his servant? Amen. You know why that is important? When you thought you had your victory and your blessing, and you didn't receive it, still to be open to the word is important. Hear that, please. How many people get disillusioned? There are so many disillusioned people in churches. Especially churches that believe in the miraculous power of God, who see the anointing moving, who see the glory of God moving. They get disillusioned. They said, hey, everybody got blessed. I also got blessed. I was on the point of my breakthrough. Boom, went. And after some time, they begin to grumble, mumble, and they just want to turn back and walk away. They might not quit outwardly, but they quit inwardly. They forget trusting the Lord. They go through the motions of religion, go through the motions of prayer, go through those motions without saying, Lord, I still trust you. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. But that was Joshua's time. You hear that? How many of you want your time to show up? From the Lord. Amen. In Psalms 31, 14 and 15, David said, my times are in your hands, O Lord. My times are in your hands, O Lord. Amen. How many of you want to have the timing of God in your life? Hallelujah. The reason you got discouraged and disillusioned is because things didn't happen in your time. You said, Lord, by that final day of the fasting, or by the end of that month, or by the time the 6 months is through, I need the release. And it didn't show up. Uh-huh. But don't get disillusioned. Still stay open to the word of God. Look at your neighbor and say, stay open to the word of God. Stay open to the word of God. The word of God will produce faith inside of you. Are you with me? Hallelujah. Your time will come. Some people think only everybody else's time or blessing has come. My time has not come. Hallelujah. Let me say something to you based on the word of God. The book of Ecclesiastes, the 9th chapter and verse 11 says, it is amazing. Look to it, please. And never forget it. Ecclesiastes, the 9th chapter and verse 11 says, but time and chance of favor comes to all.
from the Lord. Do you hear that? Time and favor. Look at your neighbor and say, time and favor comes to all. You're included there. You're included there. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You know, about 10 years back when I said, Lord, please use me, Lord, use me, use me. I used to ask the Lord to use me for His glory for 3 whole years without seeing anything significant happening in my life. And I got so disillusioned. I got so frustrated. I got so discouraged. But my time came. There is a time for you. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. That was Joshua's moment of time. And he wanted faith to be full inside of him. Are you with me? Amen. He said, Lord, speak. I'm still open to your word. Hallelujah. I'm still open to your word. Isn't it amazing? And you know what God said? The commander of the Lord's army said to Joshua, take your sandal off your foot, for the place where you stand is. Hallelujah. I can imagine God asking somebody else to take the sandals off. Moses, I can believe God telling him, take your sandals off, Moses. Because that was the sandals in which he walked in Egypt for 40 years. That's the sandals with which he killed somebody. That's the wilderness of Moses. That sandals. And when he came before the burning bush, it is right for God to say, take off your sandals, Moses. What about Joshua? You don't see anything like that in Joshua's life. You don't see anything like that in Joshua's life. Joshua was a commander of the Lord's army. I mean, the army of Israel. He had many duties to do, but he never forgot his Bible study. Amen. He had his prayer life. Even when Moses would get up from the presence of God and go, he would still stay in the presence. That's the kind of man Moses was. I mean, Joshua was. You hear that? But still, God said to Joshua, take off your sandals. You didn't hear that, did you? Joshua, take off anything that you're dependent upon to get you the victory. Take off everything that you're holding on to still. Are you with me? Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory unto the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of Jesus. God is a God of justice. When Joshua did that, he saw the blessing of God come over his life and over the nation of Israel. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let me ask you one simple thing. Is there anything that you need to take off? Anything? Maybe your pride, maybe your self-righteousness, whatever. Take it off. And say, Lord, I'm bare before you. There's nothing that separates you and me. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of the Lord. I'm not angry with you, not bitter with you, not discouraged or with you for not allowing me to inherit the promise all these years. My God, I am open before you. And let me say this to you. The timing of the Lord was so perfect. They entered the land and the victory at that point. He's a God of justice. Look at your neighbor and say, he's a God of. 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 Avanendilum paranyal, he will fulfill it. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. This morning, this is the word which God put into my heart for the congregation. The Lord said, one more time in Malayalam, would you say it, brother, please? Yehovah enikku nyayam palichu tharaname. Yehovah enikku nyayam. Yehovah enikku nyayam. Yehovah enikku nyayam. Amen. Is that your prayer today? Hallelujah. Lord, I want my breakthroughs. I want my victories. Lord, ന്യായം പാലിച്ചു തരണമേ. Hallelujah. അങ്ങിലേക്ക് മാത്രം നോക്കുന്ന കർത്താവേ. When you do that, you will see the hand of God coming upon you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord very clearly told me within seven days, you know, there will be a couple of people who will come here and very clearly say that they saw the hand of God functioning for them in a very clear way during this week. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Very clearly the Lord shows me two properties God is releasing. Now, in the name of Jesus, I speak the word over their lives now. Oh, come on, church, worship the Lord. There is a prophetic word being ministered unto people here. ദൈവത്തിന്റെ പരിശുദ്ധാത്മാവിന്റെ ശക്തി വിശ്വസിക്കുന്നവർക്കായിട്ട് വ്യാപരിക്കട്ടെ. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. അടഞ്ഞുകിടക്കുന്ന ചില വാതിലുകൾ ഇന്ന് യേശുവിന്റെ നാമത്തിൽ തുറക്കട്ടെ. അനുഗ്രഹത്തിന്റെ വാതിൽ തുറങ്ങട്ടെ. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. ഒരു കോർട്ട് കേസ് യേശുവിന്റെ നാമത്തിൽ ഈ നിമിഷം അതിന്റെ ബന്ധനം അഴിഞ്ഞു മാറട്ടെ.